Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What timing their limits.
Absolutely incredible.
We have our friends from Zero Res.
Spell it backwards or forwards. It spells the same.
They are in here, you know, cleaning up the carpets around the building. And I stepped out there after the chat with Noah for a few minutes. And, you know, one of the guys came in here to clean up the studio carpet. And he did a tremendous job doing so. And he did it right at the buzzer. Phenomenal stuff. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football is in for the guys until 2. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller take over. Then I will still be part of that show that day. So doing a little reverse Ernie Banks this afternoon. You can join myself and Mark Cabali. We are bringing the flavor of Ireland to Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday. Kegs and eggs. A live bagpiper. Samples of Dubliner whiskey. Fire Whistle Red Irish Ale. The doors at Shiloh Plate and Pour in Mount Washington open at 8 a.m. The drinks will be flowing. Cheer on the black and gold at Shiloh Plate and Pour Sunday, 8 a.m. with 93.7 The Fan. We will be there as part of our fan game day coverage. That will be from 7 to 9:30. And again, doors open at 8. Austin, you're going to have kind of a tight schedule this weekend because I know you're amped up for the Penn State whiteout game. It's a 7:30 kick. Given how long college games take, it will be over around 11.
Yeah, don't ask what I'm going to pay for my ticket, Donnie. Don't ask. And I'm not insinuating for you to ask. Don't ask.
But then you will have some sort of turnaround into having to, you know, the Steelers play at 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And you know, you may want to use your weekends to sleep in, but you may not have that option on Sunday.
Yeah, Donnie, you know that I sleep in a lot, especially on the weekends when
sleep.
I can. You need it. You need to be able to get your beauty sleep, especially 8 hours. So I'm pumped for the whiteout. I'm going to drive up very early, probably like 5 a.m. Some people have texted in that they want me to visit their tailgates and stuff like that. Text in. If you have a tailgate and you want to invite your friend Limits, I'll go. I'll stop by and say hello. There's a couple people that have tweeted me saying that. So I'm going to leave really early, go to game day with my sister. That'll be fun. And then bounce around the tailgate lots for a while, get into the stadium early, and have a nice Saturday night in Happy Valley. Wake up probably at 9, and then watch the Steeler game at 9:30.
That is something that I think would be a pretty fun idea, to just go around and do a whole tailgate tour of places. I mean, now you and I personally, we usually on Saturdays spend it calling college games. We did one last Saturday together. You know, this is one of the rare instances where you have the Saturday off from that to watch Penn State. But that would be something that's like a future little idea that I have in the back of my head. That would be a fun, and certainly with the content that you could provide with a little tailgate tour. It is fun to tailgate up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been up to Penn State for a game, even though I'm not a fan of the team.
I'm not a big tailgater, Donnie, but
I think it's phenomenal. I think a good tailgate is hard to beat.
I've had a couple of people reach out to me, a couple of friends of mine saying, hey, stop by the tailgate. My sister has a bunch of people, hey, stop by the tailgate. So we might be hopping around to a couple of different places before we get into the stadium.
Do you have, now, I think it would be different if Penn State just had any other game this weekend. If it was, you know, if they were playing Villanova or Nevada, you know, one of the teams they played early. Or honestly, even if they played one of the weak teams in the Big Ten, would you have more FOMO about the Steelers playing in Dublin and getting to see Crowley over there, Pomp and Richie are over there, maybe even some friends that you have who aren't, you know, in the media are over there to watch the Steelers play? Because I know you are an events-based guy.
I'm huge with events, yeah.
So getting a chance to see the Steelers play in another country is kind of a bucket list thing.
You're saying, like, if I went to Ireland for the game?
Well, I'm saying if Penn State didn't have such a big game this weekend that kept you here, would you have more FOMO right now as you're sitting in there and if you weren't able to go?
Yeah, there would be some FOMO. Like, I even had this discussion with my dad the other day where we basically, I said to him, like, did you even think for a second about us going to Ireland? Like, about doing that? And he was like, no. And we basically came to the same conclusion. Like, we both are basically under the understanding, we think Penn State's going to go very far. We'd rather save our money for the playoffs, go to the semis, go to the national championship, if ideally that's what happens, then go to Ireland, which would probably be the cost of both of those games, maybe even a third playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the travel and those expenses, but it was surprising to me the tickets were more affordable than I anticipated. So I, as a Steelers season ticket holder, I entered their like raffle earlier in the season, earlier in the off season, not to get free tickets or anything, but it would give you like the first dibs at tickets for that game. And I ended up getting the email back that I was one of the names that they drew. I was one of the season ticket members that got that opportunity.
They saw your name. They saw Donnie Football. They knew the prominence that you had, and they wanted the great spread of Steelers football to be on full display.
So I got them just in case, and I also got them with the thought of, well, I could probably find somebody who needs tickets if I can't go. I mean, I'm sure I'll know somebody who is going and would be looking to also go to the game.
Yeah.
They were surprisingly cheap. I have no idea where in the stadium the seats actually were, but they were only like $115. I was like, I was blown away. Those were some of the cheapest NFL tickets I have purchased in years.
I think the secondary market was significantly more.
So then it comes around to where I'm, you know, talking to Crowley, because I know he had family members who are also going with he and his wife, since they are over there for the game, and Crowley got the nice free trip on this one. But then I discover that if you didn't already have the tickets basically in your possession, you couldn't like put them out on the market. I dove deeper into it. I found a bunch of Reddit threads that were like, yeah, you're going to see something in your account that says return request. That is basically you put them back in the pool of tickets to get purchased. And then once that happens, you just get your money back.
So do get your money back.
That's ultimately what I did. Yeah. I mean, I got back the money that was spent on the tickets, which, you know, so no, you know, it's really nothing lost for me. I also, you know, a few factors went into that. I mean, I am getting married in less than 6 months, so I had to be cognizant of that. Like, there are a lot of things that will have a high price tag in these next few months. And also, at some point, I don't think we're all that far away, and we know how much the commissioner of the league loves it. There are going to be probably soon 12, and then probably not long after that, 16 international games a year. I truly think we are going to hit a point where there is almost one international game every single week.
That would be awful. I don't like these international games.
I think they will make it almost every week except for the final 2 weeks of the season or something. So everybody's kind of on that even playing field for week 17 and 18. I don't think it's all that far away. I think we're pretty close to 12. And if you have different teams in those games, that's 24 teams. If you do get to 16, you could virtually have every single team in the league play one international game per year. So that also evens the playing field, which tells me it won't be as much of a gap in between what we're at right now, where the Steelers last played an international game 12 years ago. It'll be more like 3 or 4 before they play another one. Like, I think they will play one before 2030. We're not going to be waiting until 2037.
You're still taking away a home game. And don't you think there's going to be some pushback from the owners on that? Like, that added revenue, that added income that comes even to the city. Will cities potentially push back on that? Maybe with not the same type of weight. But I do think, I mean, the more and more, what benefit is the are these international games? Other than growing the game nationally. Seems like they're doing that pretty well already. Do they really need 4 games in London a year? Or like 2 in Germany? Are they going to have 3 Dublin games a year? Do you really need that?
I think they will get to a point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I think the 16 international games wouldn't come into play until they add that extra regular season game.
Yeah, the 18th
game. Because we've heard people bring up, like, yeah, they're at 17. They'll probably get to 18 at some point sooner rather than later. So, I mean, it still could be years down the line. But I think then where every team would have 9 home games already, whereas now it's only half the league.
Yeah.
Like, the AFC 1 year will have 9, the NFC the next year will have 9, and it kind of rotates. And that's why this year made sense for Pittsburgh to do it, because the Steelers had a 9 home games on their schedule, so they use 1 on this Ireland game.
Yeah, but think about it this way. So you go to 18, you have 8 home games plus an Ireland game or a Germany game or a London game that counts as your 9th home game. Then you play 9 road games. So how does that balance make sense when you're basically counting one of your home games as a game that, sure, you might have all your Steelers merchandise and memorabilia around the stadium. It's not a true home game. I mean, the balance of that is basically 8 home games, 10 road games to an extent. I mean, think about like a team like, you know, pick a random team, Arizona Cardinals. Like, they go out and they have a home game in quotes. And let's say you're playing a team like the Cowboys or the Steelers or the Packers. It's no home game. Those fans are going to travel. There's international presences for those fan bases. So let's say you're counting that as a home game. You're basically, again, not having that home feeling, home atmosphere. There's no balance there.
Yeah, for one, I do not envy the schedule makers on that.
No.
I brought up Mike North's name earlier in the show when talking to Hokie. I want to have a guy like that on every single year because I'm just fascinated with how the schedule gets made. And he said earlier this year when I had him on, in a laughing way, yeah, it's not easy on us when the commissioner says, hey, we're going to do 8 international games or eventually 12 international games. And who knows, maybe we do reach 16.
Right.
That just makes it pretty much a living hell for those people to put the schedule together, because there are so many factors that you don't even think of that they have to have on their minds when they're entering information into the software and trying to put all of that together. I'm not a fan of them playing that many. I just have a feeling it's inevitable. It seems like something that Roger Goodell really wants to accomplish.
There really is just an oversaturation of it, I think, is what we're going to get to if it is 16. Like, sometimes, if you play, I think about the MLB Field of Dreams game. I think about the Penguins going over to Sweden. Those types of events are good as one-offs or something that happens every couple of years, occasionally. If Jacksonville wants to be the team that plays in London one or two games a year, okay, fine. But other than that, it just becomes too much international games where something that was meant to be special, something that was supposed to have a little bit more meaning around it, does not hold nearly the same weight as it once did. Does that matter to the NFL at all? Probably not. It's all down to the almighty dollar. Are they getting that bang for their buck, though, internationally? I don't know.
Yeah, the other thing that I think of is the how there's international partnerships now. Like,
yeah,
certain international cities have partnerships with teams, like Dublin does with the Steelers, and I don't know, it might be like Mexico City. I think Mexico City has one with the Steelers because they're such a strong presence there.
And the Steelers have a connection with a European soccer team as well.
Yeah, so there's multiple places that are now seemingly international partners with NFL teams. That, I don't know, just all of the roads are pointing in that direction. And it's not really that I agree with it. I don't like that we could reach a point where every single week is, hey, we got an international game. But I really think it'll be there in the future at some point. Maybe not in the next 5 years, but maybe in the next 20.
And we typically don't get a lot of West Coast teams playing internationally. Could you imagine being like a Chargers fan? All right, everybody, it's 6 a.m. Wake up for Justin Herbert in half an hour. They're playing a 6:30 game against the Vikings.
That was something that was kind of a weird feeling last season. So I went to the road trip I took with my buddies was out to Vegas, and there was an international game that weekend. And me being the nutcase that I am, I woke up right before 7. So the international game had already kicked off, and I fired that game up moment I woke up. That's a weird feeling that, yeah, people out west have to deal with every now and then, because I can't imagine that's fun.
I've seen a lot of West Coast people say, I think Adam Rank was one of them, say it's a fun thing having a 10 o'clock game, then a 1 o'clock game, then Sunday Night Football starts at 5:30, and then you get to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Well, what about when you have to, and look, I think things are different in terms of just culture, their own clock on the West Coast. They have to be up earlier just because you go by Eastern Standard Time with almost everything, stock market, etc. I just think that 6:30, you are isolating a lot of your audience if you have West Coast teams playing international games, and if you go to 16, that will happen.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. A few minutes past that. Coming up, another Steelers question I have, and just also the other big-time events this weekend, because there is a whole lot more than just the Steelers and Vikings in Dublin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.